Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The only morning show to have their Facebook profile photos declined twice. Ugly. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Hi, Ballsy. Hi. Saskatoon still?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
You have no idea. You're kind of caught in limbo again here, huh?
Well, how would they practice? They don't have a deal. They don't have a deal. So why would anybody practice? And I haven't seen any deal be ratified yet. In fact, I don't know how anybody goes to work without a deal in place. Like, how do you do? Like, they had five days of practice and there really wasn't a deal.
That's the thing. So this is the CFL is going through this now, but we've seen the MLB just went through it too. These players, they go back to work without a deal actually being ratified. Do you go to work without your contract being signed? No.
No, you have a contract, and then I go to work.
Yeah, so why do the players always do that?
I have no idea, man, but obviously there's some people should have their feet held to the fire, is how I'll put it, from the league side, from the PA side. How do you get a deal from your membership, say, okay, this is one of the best deals we've ever had, and then you decide that you're not going to vote in favor of it? And then I'm hearing, like, 30% of the dudes didn't even vote.
What?
That's what Simone Lawrence tweeted out from the Tiger Cats. He said he heard that 30% of the dudes didn't even vote. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but if that's the case, what? Huh? But now you got fighting. You got the owners are on one side. I wouldn't say they're fighting, but you got the owners on one side. You got the Canadian players and now American players who are fighting against each other. What a mess.
Well, welcome back, hey?
Wolf News.
So, something more serious, all right? Regina police are seeking the assistance of the public in finding 12-year-old Trayson Capo. Last seen just before 1 o'clock this morning. There's no evidence that Capo has come to any harm, but there is concern due to his age. So, Capo is 5'5", about 170 pounds, with short blonde hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a pink bucket hat. The death toll from a powerful storm that rolled through Quebec and Ontario Saturday has now reached 10. Hydro Ottawa calls damage to their system, quote, simply beyond comprehension, unquote. A memorial was held yesterday to mark a grim one-year anniversary of the discovery of 215 unmarked graves near a former residential school site in Kamloops. Prime Minister Trudeau attended the ceremony. And a Russian soldier who pleaded guilty to war crimes after killing a Ukrainian civilian has been sentenced to life in prison.
Well, Nazem Kadri had the hat trick as Colorado beat St. Louis 6-3 to grab a 3-1 lead in that NHL second round series. The two-time defending champion Tampa Lightning are off to the East Final. They swept aside the Florida Panthers 2-0 last night behind 49 saves from Andre Vasilevsky. Chad's Flames lost to my Oilers.
My Oilers won.
Yeah, your Oilers won, eh? You mean Connor McDavid's not overrated?
No, who would say that?
The CFL Players Association has voted down the tentative collective agreement that was signed upon by the league and union last week, so we absolutely don't know what's going on here. There's a couple of issues. One's the ratio. I think one might be a ratification bonus, too, but we don't know for sure. Paul Goldschmidt hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th as the Cardinals beat the Blue Jays 7-3. And Canadian Denis Shapovalov has been eliminated from the French Open at Roland Garros by Denmark's Holger Rune. That's your Wolf Sports.
This is Wolf Weather.
Sunny and 23 today. A few clouds and a low of 10 tonight. Tomorrow, a chance of showers at a high of 24. That is one creaky chair.
I'm sorry, Matt.
No, I'm just laughing because you have the world's creakiest chair. Give it a go. No, like, really give it a ride.
It won't do it now. No, okay. It's not doing it now. I'm rocking back and forth.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. I can hear it.
Got my smoking pipe.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning, but knowing that you'll be listening to Chad and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, you know, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Yesterday was like, it was perfect for me. That was ideal weather. Not very, you know, not windy, just enough of a breeze to keep you a little cool. And it was, you know, cool in the shade, really hot in the sun. So, yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like, I obviously love Wascana Park, but there's nothing like walking by a natural setting like the river here, Saskatoon. It was great walking around there. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, you can see the bodies floating by.
That's right. Yeah, the algae. I'll tell you what, it was beautiful. Beautiful weather for practice. It was packed here, and the riders are looking okay. The quarterbacks are a little up and down. Receivers look good. We had a couple of injuries that you'd get in camp, some pulls, some things like that, guys with stiff necks. Yeah. So they're just monitoring them. But, I mean, they might have a lot of time to recuperate now because they shot down the CBA. The players, apparently, now, we don't know exactly, but everybody kind of knows what it is. The CFL Canadian players don't like the deal because it looks like they're trying to phase them out. That's their feeling. And there may be some, usually when you sign a deal with a union, you get some sort of ratification bonus. So I think, because in order for this not to pass, you'd have to think, without me being a legal expert, and you, I know you're shocked, Chad, that I'm not, you'd have to have some sort of deal where the Americans voted with the Canadians, right? Because if half of your league are Americans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So either people didn't vote, like Simone Lawrence alludes to, saying 30% of the people didn't vote, or some Americans voted with Canadians because maybe they wanted a ratification bonus. I don't know for sure, right. But I know the ratio is a big part of it. And now you've got the league on one side, and now you've got the union fighting Canadians and Americans. And then you got some stupid national broadcasters, I won't name them, that are out there stoking the fire, that are basically calling out Canadians and blaming the Canadians for this. Like, it's the Canadian Football League, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not against... Go ahead, sorry.
So you're not... I mean, maybe you're not going to know all the details on this, but, like, was anything added or changed in the deal since they agreed to it earlier this week?
No, so that's what I don't
understand.
So did
they just not read through the paperwork or what?
I don't know. Like, how does your membership still have a job when they go to the players, get what they want, apparently, take it to the league, then go vote on it, and the players say no? Did the players have a change of heart? Did they not tell the membership leadership exactly what they wanted, or was that not...
Or did leadership lie? Like, I mean, did leadership go up and say, oh, the players will be fine with it? Knowing,
like, what is going on here, man? It looks terrible, but now, I'll tell you what, the people I've talked to said, we got to get this figured out within by Thursday, or we could be a whole month delayed again for the season. And how does that look for fans, for revenue, for everything? Just terrible.
In a league that's not exactly, you know, doing gangbusters.
Dude, let's be honest. This could kill the league. And I know that sounds drastic, but it could. What if you're a new owner in BC and you've been working your tail off trying to get interest, get One Republic in there and doing all the things you're doing? You get Bob Young, who's been in this league for years, losing money just to keep the Hamilton Tiger Cats afloat, or new ownership in Montreal. Suppose one, two, or three of those guys, or who knows, says, you know what, I'm done with this. I don't want to be an owner. See ya.
Like, it's a scary idea.
People aren't lining up to own CFL teams. So let's get this figure it out, fellas.
Yeah, there's only so many Our Lady Peace shows we can have at a stadium here, too, you know.
Please use caution when listening to Chad and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think. Who are we kidding? Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
I'm sure most people were hanging out outside this weekend. Maybe some people were locked in their parents' basement watching Saturday Night Live. I don't know. I honestly didn't even know the show was still on this year. I thought it was already done. I haven't watched it. I think I've only watched maybe one or two SNLs this year, and I'm usually one of those guys that watches every weekend, but I think it's just kind of, it's taken a turn. But this is not going to help. Four major cast members leaving after this weekend after the show wrapped its 47th season. Pete Davidson, Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, and Kyle Mooney are all leaving Saturday Night Live. Those are big names. Well, Kate McKinnon and Pete Davidson, of course, are big names, even though Pete Davidson was only on it, like, I think once every 5 weeks, it seemed like. Kate McKinnon.
He's on Kardashian now, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. One of them. I don't know which one. Kate McKinnon as far as I'm concerned, she's going to go down as one of the best all time on Saturday Night Live. Kate McKinnon is... You want to talk about just brilliant and can play like anything. She's just great. And
yeah, she's funny.
I don't know how they're going to, like, there's no replacement for Kate McKinnon. So that'll be interesting to see how they go. Adi Bryant, yeah, she's been a team player, a big cast member for the last, I think, like a decade. And Kyle Mooney was one of those guys who was like, remember Jack Handy? Like, yep. Just kind of that weird, strange sense of humor. But then he would have some skits that were just... like, he was swinging for the fence, and then it would end up just like a bloop little single. But you had to appreciate him for going for the fence. So, yeah, Kyle Mooney was one of those guys. So
basically, he was our morning show.
Yeah, except successful, because he left on his own accord. You and I, well, I guess you are.
Yeah, so you're the only one that's not successful.
Oh, don't worry. No, I'll get fired. I'll go down in a blaze of glory.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli. Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show. Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Yesterday, sitting outside, it was beautiful out. Like I said, perfect amount of sun for a guy like me. Nothing too crazy, but just a little bit of a breeze, keeping things reasonable. And that was the first day this year where I was outside pretty much all day, like just hanging out.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just hanging out in the backyard. And you know, after what seems like the longest winter on record, it was nice just to bust out and hang out in the yard for a little bit and have a couple beer.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It was a great, I always joke about Saskatoon, but it is a nice city, and I was downtown and went down by the Bez and the river there. So, yeah it's nice. It was good. Grab yourself a booster juice, just walk around, no wind. That's the best. The fact that there was hardly any wind, just enough, like you said, to keep you cool.
Yeah.
You weren't sweating so much, but your hat wasn't blowing away. Actually, I didn't wear a hat, so I fried my head. It felt like, oh, great. If Chad, I actually thought for a minute, if Chad could see me now, he'd be like, oh, yeah, dummy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have, too. Wow, I just would have been happy that you didn't steal my hat.
I got two hats, actually, here in the hotel that I never wore, figures.
Yeah, of course. Probably didn't wear sunscreen either. You lunatic.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah,
come
of
on.
Course. I know you don't. Okay. Sunny today, though, in a high of 23, which you say, hey, that sounds nice. Well, 50K an hour winds.
Yeah, there you go.
A little bit later on, so that kind of ruins the fun a bit. But still, I mean, it's tomorrow, you know, even warmer, but still those winds kind of hanging around. And temperature-wise, it's looking pretty reasonable this week. We might get a couple of rainy days, but those might be needed, too.
Things are starting to green up around here.
Big time, yeah. And the greenhouses were packed over the weekend, apparently. I mean, I wasn't there because I don't really care about having plants in my house. But my wife, who says they're very important, she was out doing that kind of thing.
Well, you plant the ones you smoke, though, right? Those are the ones you plant, right?
I don't even have the energy for that. I thought about it. I did.
It's because you went to the cannabis store, got some of the product, and then were too lazy to actually
grow it for me. Yeah. Why do I grow it? They grow it for me. I've actually thought about it, though, but I know that I would just end up killing the plants.
Well, it's not like you have a cow in your backyard. You go get a steak from the store.
that's exactly it. Yeah, I that's what the butcher is there for. They cut the steak up so I'm ready to go, and that's why that guy with the Rasta hat on, who always talks about how Fish is his favorite band, he is the one who handles all.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
If you're a rock and roll memorabilia collector, you probably already know what Julian's Auctions is. It's an auction house, I believe out in New York, that sells some really high-end rock memorabilia. In fact, they're kind of known for selling Kurt Cobain stuff. They sold his acoustic electric guitar that was used in the MTV Unplugged broadcast. That sold for $6 million in 2020, but they almost matched that $6 million this weekend when they sold off the guitar that Kurt Cobain used in Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's a beautiful blue Fender Mustang guitar. It's left-handed. It meant a lot to Cobain because, as a left-handed guitar player, he said he had trouble finding guitars that were reasonably priced and high quality that were left-handed. So that's why he loved the Fender Mustang. And anyway, so it was sold at auction this weekend for $4.5 million.
And it's funny that it's blue because it was bought by Jim Irsay, who is the owner of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah,
he has a huge collection of pop culture artifacts, and the Cobain estate donated a portion of the auction proceeds to Jim Irsay's Kicking the Stigma mental health initiative. He's big in helping mental health patients and things, and he's had some issues himself. An addiction, so he's he put $4.5 million towards us. That's cool.
Well, honestly, man, they're gonna have quite a bit of profit off of this, as they were expected to get $600,000 for the guitar, and it went for $4.5 million. So that's a little bit over expected. Not the only item sold at the auction, though. Cobain's 1965 baby blue Dodge Dart sold. It's a 4-door sedan. It's the only known surviving car that was owned and driven by Kurt Cobain. It sold for $375,000. His personally drawn Iron Maiden Killer skateboard deck, that sold for about $40,000. Even some, he did a painting of Michael Jackson.
And
yeah, Kurt Cobain did, and that sold for $87,000. So don't kid yourself. Kurt Cobain, there's definitely a market out there for his memorabilia, I guess. And and every time you watch Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit music video, know that that guitar in his hand is now worth $4.5 million.
Chad and Ballsy believe there are three kinds of people: those who can count and those who can't. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Hey, some foods hold up better to delivery than others.
Of course.
But in the height of the pandemic, you didn't have a choice. So if you wanted a poached egg, you had to make it or have it delivered, right?
Yeah.
DoorDash just released a report on restaurant ordering trends. And the number one menu item people are having delivered is, Chad?
What?
French fries.
Hmm, yeah.
And that never travels well. Like, it gets soggy and probably cold by the time it gets to your house, but it's the number one choice. Number two, burritos or burrito bowls, followed by chicken nuggets, chicken sandwiches, hash browns, and cheeseburgers. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't order salads through a delivery. First off, because it's a salad.
Yeah.
Secondly, because they don't really travel well either.
They get soggy if there's croutons.
Well, they get warm, you know? Like,
yeah.
And especially if they're packed together with other warm foods. Pizza places are kind of renowned for that, right? You'll get a pizza place and you'll get a pizza delivered, and then they put like the Caesar salad. It'll usually be in some silver tinfoil tray, and they put it right on top of the pizza. So when you get it, it's just like,
and it's hot.
Yeah, it's like a hot pizza or hot salad. Like, what the hell? Yeah. I don't want that. Yeah. So there are certain things you don't order through delivery.
The fries. I would never assume that would be number one, because like I've said this before. You go to like a BK and get yourself two Junior Whoppers and a fry deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Those fries aren't making it to like Victoria Avenue, let's say. Like,
oh, no.
They're done. Like,
yeah.
You're crushing those fries.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And also, it's like, are you so lazy that you can't go out and get fries? Like, or even like fries, you can make those. And they're not that tough to make, you know? Buy an air fryer. Everybody else has.
Dude, there are people at work that will not walk a block and a half to Tim Hortons.
I know.
They'll order Tim Hortons to our place.
I know it, because I see them come to the door every day. And I'm just going, you can't walk a block to get coffee? Like, I mean, it's good for you. Try it. It's called exercise. And you can burn off some of that energy on the way back, and then slam your body full of caffeine and go right back into anxiety mode. You won't miss a beat, I swear to you.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app, and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.